Milligantown.org.
This is Brian Panicelli with your Milligantown Daily. This week, I thought we would take a look at God's work versus man's work in the life of a Christian. Many in the church today see ministry or God's work as something to be done by the hired help in the church. It is to be done by pastors, youth pastors, and maybe some lay people, elders, deacons, director of Christian education, but certainly it is not for everyone, and it is of course completely separate from our secular work or man's work. Our secular work is in no way a ministry or part of God's work. Sadly, many people I talk to don't even see raising their children as part of doing God's work. To illustrate what I am talking about, think of how often we come home from work, weary from our day, and maybe go to a Bible study or do some seminary coursework or even family devotions. We feel rejuvenated. We are now doing God's work instead of man's work. We then think of how great it would be to be able to do God's work all day long. Oh, if only we didn't have to work. Think of how often young people or others are encouraged to leave their jobs for full-time ministry positions, because this is the true calling of the Christian. The ministry of the church and the Christian is not seen to be part of what we do as our vocation, nor is our vocation seen to be part of what we do at church or in the ministry of the church. This, however, is an incorrect understanding of work. Scripture teaches us that all of life is to be honoring to God, that all our work should be done for His glory. Throughout this week, we will come to see that work is a blessing from God, that we must honor God in our work, and that our work is a means to love our neighbor. For Milligantown Theological Society, this is Brian Panicelli.